Is my light on? Don't say the light's on nobody's home. Is my, oh, there you go. That's a given. That's I was trying to say how good you look, BJ. I'm making a compliment. You were looking good. That's all. Amen. That's right. That's right. Look, Psalm 100. Y'all get your Bibles out, Psalm 100. One of my favorite psalms to preach from, one of my favorite psalms to go, it's one of my go-to. Have you got any go-to scriptures? If you don't have any go-to scriptures, you need to get you some go-to scriptures. I mean, there's some stuff that you just ready to go, you know it, or you pull it out of your pocket, is in a Bible, or you got it just somewhere, or you've got it memorized in your mind, you got it on your sun visor, on your car, somewhere you've got something like this. It's in front of you that you use when you're going through hard times because it helps. Now, this morning, we were talking about one more time. It's an incredible story about Dr. Seuss, too. One more time. God wants to do something with us, too. One more time. Amen. Look at somebody and say, we're not washed up. We're not through. Amen. God's given us this nice big church to fill it up. You know what? I see it. Not only is the church going to be filled up, but we have to kick out a wall for all the people. I really believe it. You know, when we cut down that tree back there, one part of me said, that tree there, you know, that was just a very beautiful tree. And after it was cut down, I looked and said, there's more parking places. More parking spaces. Amen. So we're making room for growth. Even if we don't even realize it, we're making room for growth. Amen. Whatever you do, you got to be ready. You're either fencing in or you're fencing out. I don't want to fence in, I want to fence out. You heard me tell the story about the guy comes in and he's watching, he's a salesman, and he's watching the guy behind the counter at the hardware store. The guy come in, he says, I need some credit. He says, what for? He said, I need to buy some fencing material. So are you fencing in or fencing out? He said, fencing in. He says, nope, can't have it. Next guy comes in, he says, I need to buy some material for fence building. He says, are you fencing in or fencing out? He said, I'm fencing out. He said, you can have credit. When they walked away, the guy said, I just watched you. One guy come in with one of the credit, and you wouldn't give it to him. Another guy came in fencing, and you gave it to him. Now, can you tell me what the difference is? I mean, you didn't even check their background. You just said one yes and one no. Why? He said, well, the man that's fencing in is planning on making things smaller. He's bringing it in because he's scared to step out. He said, I'm not giving him credit. I'll lose. He said, but the man that's fencing out, he's expecting growth. Amen? The Bible tells us to enlarge our borders. Amen. Be ready for growth. Be ready for something special. So here we are. Psalm 119. It's very short, so y'all can read it with me. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now you got to remember, when you're going to read it with me, that means y'all got to say something too. Y'all read it out loud with me. Ready? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Meaning, if it worked for Moses, it worked for us. If it worked for him at the Red Sea, it'll work for you at your Red Sea. If it worked for Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego when they stood in the fiery furnace, it'll work for you. If it worked for David when he stood before Goliath, it will work for you when you stand before your Goliath. His word, His truth is endures to all generations. Praise the Lamb of God. So now here we're going to talk today. Let me pray. Father, I ask you right now, Father, to touch us, Lord. Open our minds, open our eyes. Father, that one more time, Lord, I know, God, that you burned it in me this morning, Father, to bring that forth, Lord. And I ask you right now, Father, to touch us, Lord, to burn it in me again, Lord, burn it all of us, Father. God, I need you to do it, Lord. Father, without you, we can't do it. With you, we can do anything. Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to touch and anoint. Have your will and your way in this service, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us not just trust in yesterday's anointing. God, let us trust in a fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said, y'all all say fresh anointing. Everybody say fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. We want a fresh anointing. Again, a fresh anointing because the devil is fresh every time he comes at us. Has he ever tried to fight you when he was stale? No, he always on his game. Every time the devil attacked me, he was on his A game. All right? We need to be on our A game. Fresh anointing. Now, there's many ways that people worship. Everybody in here worships a little different, but nobody here actually worships the same. You know, but if you look through the Bible, you see that sometimes people abuse themselves. Elijah with the prophets of Baal, they abused themselves. They cut themselves with knives, waiting for their God. They were showing their God how serious they were. That's how they worshiped. I don't want to worship God like that. God didn't call us to worship Him like that. Some people are very dry and very formal. They don't want you to even blink an eye. Amen? They want you to be dry. Then there's others that are so wet and wild, they're right slippery. Amen? There's so many ways you can worship God. There's so many ways you can get this done. But you know, God says, I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth. I want it to come from inside of you, spirit, and I want it to be biblical in truth. I want you, when you worship me, I want to know that you're giving it all you've got and that you're going through it in a biblical way, and watch what God will do. He will always respond. Amen. So worship itself, worship is made up of three different areas. Amen. Worship, first of all, worship is made up, it's inward. And that's that spirit and truth. Spirit, we worship Him for who He is. Do you know that there's nobody greater than God? Nobody. I can't even think of anything. I can't think of anything on this earth that can compare to our God. Nothing. Y'all say nothing. Nothing can compare to our God. He is an awesome, awesome God. Also, praise is outward. We now, as we're worshiping Him, we start to praise Him, and we begin to let the world know what's going on inside of us, because now it's outward. Worship is an inside job. Praise is an outside job. But now it's happening. And then there's Thanksgiving. Upward. We thank God for what He's done. Have you thanked Him lately for what He's done? I remember just a little while ago, I was praying.